This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, a little high road. We are also on the Odyssey app. You can stream us there. You can also get the podcast there later on today. I'm looking at the extended forecast for next week, Jamie.
Yeah.
You got to get your PXGs out. You got to brush them off, polish them up, get ready to hit the golf course. 80 degrees next week.
I bet my kid is here from spring break, so I'll be hanging out with him. Yeah. So... Okay. So I got to get my snowboard polished up, and I got to go up to the mountains.
Yeah.
Actually, this is the best time to go skiing. It's a little slushy and stuff, you know, because that part sucks. But I love it when you're up in the mountains and it's sunny.
Yeah, you can wear your bikini.
Yeah, you sure can.
On the slopes.
Yeah,
I've seen those pictures.
When's that closing day where they do the, what do I call it? Because it's pond scum. That's what I call it because my son's dad always does it, and, you know, he's not my favorite person. So I was like, oh, great, let's go to the pond scum.
Is that the one where they skid across the wall? Water?
It's called the skim, the pond skim.
I've never done that one.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't think you had.
Well, just in case people are wondering. There are a lot of people out there knowing how athletic I am that possibly BJ participates every year, but I've never done that one.
It looks like Winter Park is doing theirs April 27th.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he's here all next week, huh?
Yes. Yeah. He gets
good for
in.
You.
I know. I'm so excited. He comes in tomorrow. I'm picking him up at the airport. And then here's the bad part. I told him he could, because his truck is out in California. So I told him he could use my car. I can't find the key.
Oh, no.
I might have to rent a car on next week. I don't know. I know. I'm like, oh, what are the chances?
All right. Spadil is excited, too, because today he is headed out to see Bernie Sanders.
Oh, no. Yeah, I forgot he's coming to town.
And you know that Spadil does the best Bernie Sanders impression
ever.
Of anybody I've ever heard before. Yeah. And he's going to do it for Bernie. Right there,
I am once again asking you to donate money today. We need to take down these oligarchs. They're making too much money. They got to pay their fair share.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
It was like he's here. That's crazy.
Here's the details in case you're a Bernie fan.
A Texas woman walked through the doors of the lottery.
Whoa, wrong one there, Spadil.
Who was that one?
Spadil moved it on me. Oh, all right, here we go.
Two well-known Democrats will be holding rallies in Greeley and Denver this Friday. Senators Bernie Sanders will be joined by U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This stop is part of Sanders' tour called Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here. The tour started in Nebraska, stopped in several other states in the Midwest. Sanders and AOC have centered the rallies on new policies instituted by Trump, as well as Trump's decision to surround himself with billionaires like Elon Musk. On Friday, the rallies will start in Greeley at the Bank of Colorado Arena. Doors open at noon.
I didn't realize Greeley was such a hotbed for Bernie.
UNC. They're up at it's near the college campus.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Expected to start at about 1 o'clock. They then head to downtown Denver at Civic Center Park. Doors open at 4 p.m. Start at 5 p.m. You can RSVP for either rally on Bernie Sanders' website.
There you go.
You know what's funny is AOC and Bernie traveling together is like you and I traveling together. You know, just different lives. Just different lives.
You mean you and Spadil?
No, me and you.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say who. Yeah. I couldn't figure out what you're talking about.
Because, like, I feel like she's, like, down at the bar and he's asleep.
Yeah.
I'm
AOC?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that it? I just want to make sure that I got this right. Because the analogy I'm trying to figure out in my head right now.
They would be funny to film traveling together.
Oh, I gotta tell you, they've got to put some age limits on these people that are in Congress, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking one side of the aisle or the other.
No.
There's some old farts up there, man.
Yeah.
I agree.
Some old farts that can't even talk.
They need term limits for sure.
What's the one that freezes up? What's his name?
Mitch McConnell.
That's sad to watch.
There was another video of him yesterday. They were asking him questions, and somebody had to come up and shout in his ear because he couldn't hear. Why? I don't know. It's like you've got to stop at some point.
Yeah, I mean,
they're going to make us stop at some point.
Exactly. Listen, pilots have to stop.
There's
a lot of things that have age limits.
Yeah, you have to take away grandpa's keys sometimes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
The other story, Jamie, I was going to play for you.
Yeah.
Which one is the audio that started that was a mistake? Is that you know, a couple of days ago, maybe it was even yesterday, I was telling you about Jack Pocket and how somebody here in town won $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, Pueblo, I think it was. They won $1 million. They'd bought it on Jack Pocket. And you and I have discussed Jack Pocket in the past. Carson's endorsed it. And I use it all the time.
And I don't trust it at all.
And you don't trust it at all. There's a lady in Texas that's won $83 million.
She won on February 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
She won $83 million, bought the ticket through Jack Pocket. They're refusing to pay. Let me play the story before you get all puffy. Quit getting puffy.
Tuesday morning, with an
a
Texas woman walked through the doors of the lottery commission Tuesday morning with an $83.5 million lottery ticket, but she left empty-handed and uncertain.
I'm being treated as the bad guy.
Her winnings withheld amidst a political storm. Texas lawmakers.
She wanted to be anonymous.
Yeah, voice disguise. Yeah.
It's $83 million. She didn't want anybody to know.
But
right?
She's not going to get it. I don't know why she cares.
I thought we were replaying the Shaq O'Neal audio again when I heard that voice.
Her winnings withheld amidst a political storm. Texas lawmakers are currently debating the legality of lottery courier services, which allow you to buy lottery tickets on your phone. She purchased her winning ticket on a courier service called Jack Pocket.
Jamie, stop.
No, just stop.
This is headed to the court.
Drinking some water and it's wrong pipe.
Never in a million years would think that there was anything sketchy or inappropriate.
A week after her win, the Lottery Commission announced it's banning those types of services. Typically, the commission would pay out the winnings within a 3-day period after the ticket is presented. It does not appear that will happen this week. Howery says he and his client are prepared to take legal action if need be. But the woman with the winning ticket hopes it doesn't come to that.
This is an opportunity for me to do other things with my life. And I want to be able to go do those.
Man,
I don't know what $83 million is at 6% interest, but she's already lost out on thousands of dollars in interest.
$83 million. You think you've won, or you have won? You've got the ticket. Jack Pocket's in the middle. Now Texas doesn't want to pay. Oh man, that would suck. It does. You know. It does make me rethink.
BJ and Jamie.
CSU, man. The Rams play today at noon.
Now, remember, everybody, I'm going to give everybody, because I'm looking at my some of my feeds, and everybody's talking about their brackets already being busted, right?
Yeah.
Just remember, everybody, only 5% of the points are in.
Yeah.
So there's still time.
It's early.
It is early.
It's early. You can always catch up.
Exactly.
Today you can catch up. Over the weekend you can catch. You know who's getting the shaft here, though?
Who?
The women's tournament starts today, and nobody's talking about it.
Oh, it does? Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, back to the men.
Is there a bracket for the women?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. They also have a bracket. They kick off today. They play throughout the weekend, but hardly anybody's talking about
that. Are there any Colorado teams in it?
I don't think so.
Well, this
I
is sad.
Through.
We don't even know. I mean, we.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it sad? It is kind of sad. They've got to change it up a little bit. I think the women need to play like 2 or 3 weeks before March Madness. They could start at the 1st of March, and it's still March Madness,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, because they're getting looked over for sure.
They are. We don't even know if any local teams are in it. We just I feel bad.
Colorado plays Gonzaga on Sunday, March 23rd.
So Colorado's in it.
Yep.
Oh, we didn't
my
even
God.
Know.
Wait.
What?
Is it? Are you seeing the other tournament, though? Because they have
the
other one, the NIL one.
Women's basketball tournament. Sunday,
yeah, but they
March
have like the NIL one too. So and they play at the same time.
We don't even know, folks. See, listen to the proof here on the air.
Exactly.
Carson Spadil talking out of their ears right now.
Jamie and I,
we don't know. I'm not claiming to be any smarter than anybody else. We just don't know, Jamie.
Well, and it sounds like Carson was talking about the NCAA one, the same one.
Yeah, but right? We don't know what year he's talking about.
No, there's no final score, so it's this Sunday.
It's just sad.
It is sad.
But back to the men.
Right.
CSU
go.
They'll play Memphis.
Yeah, Rams, right? Yep.
Yeah, they'll play Memphis today at 12 noon. I got a feeling a lot of places are going to be packed watching that game. We're all pulling for CSU, aren't we?
Hey, yes, of course.
Yeah.
How bad did Southern Illinois get beat? Do you know?
Like a drum.
They did? Was it bad?
Yeah, it was
oh,
bad.
No.
Yeah, they got waxed. Yeah, your team wasn't even in it after the first 2 minutes.
<They weren't.
laughs> Jamie is a big Saluki fan. She's from Southern Illinois.
My dad was a professor there.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah, he went to Iowa, but then he was a professor at SIU.
Yeah, you got smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah, your team got smoked. I mean, it wasn't even close. I think they lost by like 40.
Oh my!
My sister went there. Like everybody I know went to SIU because that's where everybody goes. Because it's free. If your dad's a professor, that's free.
Yeah, the Lady Buffs are in something called the WBIT.
We've moved on.
MIT.
I believe we were talking about SIU.
T-U-R-D.
Yeah. What are you doing? We've really moved on.
We're back to the men now.
We don't even know.
I was stuck on that one. Yeah.
Well,
you're trying to prove your point, aren't you?
Yeah. He has so much of you in him, it's not even funny. You two are literally the same. I'm right.
You guys both have to be right.
We both have that in common. Big time.
You guys have got to be right to a point where you'll break into an entire conversation that's not about it.
Hey, losers, weepers, finders, keepers, folks. The way I see it. Listen, Linda, you do have a chance to catch up. All you people that are in these brackets, now, you filled out your bracket. Maybe you're thinking this morning, oh, man, I don't have a prayer.
Wait, how do we go?
Oh, man, I don't have a prayer. Look, I'm just trying to emphasize that you do have hope.
We do.
You have hope.
Because there's only, and I don't know if they're right or not, because he said, I think, like, the guy on the TV said, I think, like, only 5% of the points are in. So I hope he's right.
I don't know the percentage. I'm sure Spadil will look it up.
I'm sure.
I will say this, though. With the CSU game today at noon, I picked Memphis.
What?
You did?
Yeah, I did.
How rude.
And I'm in first place right now with the bracket, you know.
I picked that is so
rude.
Yeah,
I picked CSU all the way. I hope
Rams,
you lose.
Man.
I picked Memphis.
Yeah. You are a jerk.
I hope you're down to 40th by the end of the day.
Look, the idea is to win the bracket, Jamie. The idea is to win the bracket. Do I want
CSU? This is our state.
If I were going to say that there's one team on here that I want to bust my bracket today, I'm fine with it being CSU, Jamie.
But
I'm
the
fine.
Thing is that what we got a dog in this fight. We got a ram in this fight.
Memphis is going to smoke them. Yeah.
Can you guys hear that construction?
Yeah, I can. By the way, one of those guys smells really bad.
Have you noticed
that?
Yes.
I get in the elevator with him this morning. I brought up three guys. We have construction going on here in the building. And man, I will tell you, they're good workers, though.
Yeah.
They show up on time. They're here at 5 a.m. Hell, they're better at being here than we are.
Some of them smoke pot.
Yeah. But one guy really reeks.
Yeah.
He's got some real B.O. I don't know if I need to bring it up or not. But
well, yeah, I don't think that's on you.
Back to basketball. I did take Memphis to beat CSU today. Yeah. I did on
that,
my brow.
That is, wow.
And I'm admitting
it. Hey, go ahead. By the way, 303-22 Alice, feel free to go after him.
Unleash.
You know, they can't say anything worse than what you've already said. You compared me to Spadil. So I feel like whatever comes my way, I don't even care.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do you ever watch Shark Tank?
No.
You don't? I love Shark Tank. And I especially love it when there's Colorado businesses. What it is it's four people that have made it in business, like Mark Cuban, the chick from Spanx. She's always on there. Mr. Wonderful. He's an entrepreneur. There's a lot of hedge fund people that go on it. They're all the judges, right? So then you go and you pitch your product, like Jug of Dirt, for example.
Yeah.
I go there and I'd be like, hi, I'm Jamie. I got Jug of Dirt here for people that have apartments and want to, you know, have some potted plants and stuff, and they don't mm-hmm. want the gigantic bag. And I'm presenting an offer for $100,000 for 3% of my company.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, hell no.
You were out last Friday, and we had a story of a Longmont bakery.
Oh, really?
That was on there. You want to hear this story?
I do.
Okay, this was from Shark Tank.
Okay.
And they went in there, and again, a bakery up in Longmont, and they want a piece of their action.
Oh, wow.
Here you go. Here you go.
The Longmont company has struck a business deal with one of the sharks on the hit TV series Shark Tank.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Good Love Foods. It's a gluten-free bakery that sells gluten-free products like cinnamon rolls, biscuits, and puff pastries. While on the Shark Tank, the owner cracked the code for snacks, they say. Still delicious. And the sharks agreed. The company ships across the country, and with the help of the sharks, they're hoping for a big boom. So there you go. They accepted $150,000 offer for a 20% stake in the business.
20% stake, $150,000.
Nice. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because even when people are on there pitching something, I know I do. I don't know about you guys, but if I see something I like, and even if it gets turned down, I Google it to see if I can buy it or whatever.
Yeah,
it's a really good
100%.
Idea. So they get huge hits just from being on it. Anyway, my point is one of the biggest ones ever that was declined was Ring, right? That guy is now a billionaire. But all the sharks, not in touch with reality at all, they're like, you know, we have security systems and gates and all that. Well, of course, at your mansions you do, but for the rest of the world, you know, a little Ring camera is a really awesome idea.
Changed everything.
It did. It absolutely did. And it's like, you know, fought crime and everything.
And it seems so obvious that it would be a huge success, but none of us saw it coming.
Nope. And they all turned it down.
Yeah.
So another one that came up was this husband and wife, they came up with a brand and they pitched it to the sharks and all the sharks were like, no, 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 no. Except for one shark was like, well, and anyway, he haggled with them and all that stuff. And they just sold their company called Poppy, a beverage company that you've seen, for almost $2 billion to Pepsi.
I saw that started with Shark Tank?
Yeah.
No kidding. I saw the purchase.
Yeah, $2 billion.
Oh, man. You know the Longmont Bakery we just played the story on?
Yeah.
Jamie, they have one of the sexiest jingles you've ever heard.
Oh, they do?
Oh,
okay.
Let me play this for you. You want to push a few muffins around, man. Here's the song you play. You got to have a jingle like this.
Oh, my God. I don't know what they're saying.
I don't either, but it's good.
Put a sheet in it. Put a sheet in it with bounce.
I think it's something about showing your muffins. I don't know. It's something to do with that. But it's very sexy.
About you and my little puff pastry.
Yeah, that too, Jamie. That's their jingle.
I'd like to do a shout out to my friend Lori, who's on the struggle bus right now. She has her daughter home from spring break, and I know a lot of you can relate to this. And she's had to watch Wicked at least 100 times. I mean, listen, we all love when they're home for spring break, right? But if you, because I was never able to take my son on any kind of vacation or anything because we worked and she works too. And so when you have them home, They literally, what is it about kids watching the same thing over and over?
At my house, it's Cars.
Yeah, we watch that too.
Cars.
Lightning McQueen.
Every day. Lightning McQueen and Mater.
Yep.
My house, Zootopia. Hands down.
Zootopia?
Yeah, but we moved her, so we've watched about, I don't know, 50 million times already. But now we moved her to Coco, and she's obsessed with Coco. So we go back and forth. It's
okay, well, at least you get to mix it up.
Yeah, a little variety.
She's like, I don't know what's wrong with my daughter. We've watched that movie 100 times. Like, we know it. Like, we know the plot.
She's just obsessed.
Yeah. But I don't get... It's so funny with kids. They can watch the same movie 8,000 times. We watch The Incredibles. I'm telling you, I can tell you everything about The Incredibles. Ask me anything.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, we're kind of the same way. I can listen to Benson Boone over and over again.
Well, that is true. Oh, my God. When you put it like that.
And over again. Thousands of times. I'm still not sick of it.
I guess kids aren't that crazy after all.
No, we all have that.
Right? You brought up Coco. Coco 2 was just announced. Here's the deal. The original grossed over $814 million at the box office and won 2 Oscars for Best Animated Feature and Best Song for Remember Me. How does that go? Remember Me.
It says Remember me. And then he gets crushed by this bell. It's about an artist, like a well-known artist in Mexico, and he's like basically like Elvis.
Okay.
And he's performing, and it's a whole thing about this the living and then the dead.
Okay.
And the Day of the Dead, and this kid goes back and he meets this artist that he's looked up to his entire life, but he's dead, obviously. But how he died is he was doing a performance and got crushed by a bell.
By a big bell?
By a huge bell.
At the theater?
Yeah, like on top of this platform built on
this
stage.
And your little girl watches this?
Oh, yeah.
Just death and destruction?
Well, it's not like blood everything.
You've never seen Coco?
No, I've never.
Oh, it's great.
It was out of my son's
It's really good.
It's getting a sequel. Walt Disney Company CEO Bob Iger says that Coco 2 is currently in development at Pixar Animated Studios. Let's see here. Like I said, $814 million, the first one.
Wow.
That's a lot of money, isn't it? Man. All right. So, they said it'll come out in probably 2029. You guys, I've been trying to find a car that I want to buy, right? Because my car is a piece of crap and it has, 106,000 miles. It's not running so good. And when you take it to the shop and they say, you know, just buy a new car because it's costing us too much to fix it over and over because it's anyway. And I have you guys seen the new, and don't get mad at me, everybody, the new Tesla Roadster?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, that thing. It goes 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds.
How is that even possible?
I don't even know. Your neck would snap. It goes 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds. That's like, I can't even calculate.
That's like sonic boom.
Yeah, right? I mean, I know they have a launch mode on it, on regular Teslas, but this would just be like, all right, look at me, right?
Yeah.
And count to two. Ready?
1,001, 1,002. I don't know if that was a good example.
Yeah, I'm on the floor.
Oh, okay.
The G's that were just pulled.
All right.
Her face is falling off.
Yeah. I mean, that thing is. So I was like, okay, maybe everything will calm down by the time it comes out because it's not out yet. Dude, they want $200,000 for that car.
What?
I thought he was like practical because, you know, all the other Teslas are really affordable.
Yeah, they made like a cheaper model when they first came out with them.
Not that one. And of course, that's the one I want. All right, anyway, just woe is me. I won't be getting that, is what I'm saying. It's a long story for nothing. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? By the way, Attorney General somebody, Pam Bondi, I guess there are 3 individuals that have ruined their lives over scraping up Teslas. I don't know what you guys are thinking. Please don't do that because, listen, they have cameras all over them and they can save it, right? And there's a whole mode that can even watch you on their phone in real time and save it. I don't know how these Teslas work, but there's cameras everywhere. One guy was so dumb. He scratched the Tesla or whatever, drew a swastika on it, something, I don't know. And then he went over to his door, his apartment door, that had the number on it and opened up his apartment.
And it's amazing to me that so people weird. Just are going to this level of vandalism.
I would never, ever want to spend 5 years in jail because I hated a guy.
No.
You know?
It makes no sense, does
so
it?
It's so crazy. Listen, and I don't like what he's doing to the veterans either, but I'm not going to go scratch up somebody's car, okay? I'm just not going to do that and ruin my life. Because guess what? He doesn't care. You know, and then somebody said it actually makes him more money because then they have to take it to the Tesla shop and get it fixed.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Shmadil was telling me about a new TikTok trend. What's this brain flossing thing?
They play these, they call it 8D audio. It's supposed to sound like it's coming from all around you. And somehow that like resets your brain so you feel more serene.
Oh, let's give it a try.
I got a record that was fantastic. Put two notes in my head.
I feel like I'm on an acid trip.
So am I reset now?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Y'all reset for the day. You should feel like, you know, calm and just better.
Huh.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I feel hungry.
Yeah.
Made me hungry.
Not calm, though.
No. Not at all.
All right, well, is everybody reset? I hope so. By the way, if I sound like I'm talking weird, it's because I am. Somehow I bit the side of my cheek so bad.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
And then now it's so swollen that it gets in the way of my teeth again. Uh-huh. And so then I keep rebiting it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Oh my God. So,
everybody's done it.
It's so uncomfortable. So
and now you're trying to chew like the loose skin off
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
All right, there you go. I'm done. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.